Hello, this is Tuesday already, and so a day later than usual, but it's been sort of an unusual weekend or week. So, the picture that I sent first is of Mark and Aaron by the sign there that gives the details about the mountain marathon. And so at the end, after the audio, I'll send a link to a video if you're interested. It has two parts to it. The first part is pictures and videos of the race itself, should give you an idea of how brutal the race is. One of the hardest in the world, the hardest marathons in the world. And then after that media there, then there's a conversation with Mark and Aaron as they describe the race. So if you're interested in that, I'll send that link out later. So last Tuesday, Mark and Andrea arrived. Mark, of course, is our son. Andrea is our newest daughter-in-law. And so we have, of course, enjoyed their stay. They came for Mark to run the race, and then on Friday, the Isles came. Aaron Isles is pretty much Mark's best friend, and the one he's run all the ultra races with. And so Aaron came with his dad, Steve, and that was on Friday. Already, our town was becoming insanely full and busy with TV cameras and radios and runners coming in from all over the world. On Friday, there was a race which is called the Vertical K, Vertical Kilometer, and that's what it is. They just go up for 1 kilometer of 1,000 meters or 3,000, basically 3,300 maybe feet of gain. And it's they did the our guys didn't run in that one, but that's a big deal too. And then Saturday was the main day for getting ready. And the videos that I send you the link to later, you'll see all the hoopla they had down there getting in the presentation. There are some of the best runners in the world. A lot of them are in for it, and you'll see a number of videos and pictures of Kilian Jornet, who is the best, indisputably the best in the world. And then there's an American runner and so forth. So the guys were very excited about running this race because these are household names in the running world, and they were actually running a race with them, even though they never saw them. They'll explain a little bit about that. But so the Isles got in on Friday. Saturday was a lot about getting ready to the race, and then the race was Sunday. And then yesterday and today they're recovering from the race, but out doing things, hikes. Yesterday we went to San Sebastian. So this last week has been quite unusual. Although of course our church ministry and everything went on as usual, but over sort of overshadowing, or however you'd say that, is this. You know, on our ta in our town, we couldn't even get in without a special permit because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars were parked way out before you get to our little town, because it's all in a very tiny little area. And so they were busing them in coaches, and so just to get to church, I had, you know, had issues getting there and coming back in. There was no problems, but it was just, you know, massive traffic jam. Friday night, we had a good Friday fellowship, which is all evening basically, includes usually music practice and the Bible study and prayer time and supper and all that. And then on Sunday, we had a great morning of services at 9 o'clock. I do the online devotional on YouTube and then leave immediately for church. Well, at 9 o'clock, right as I started on the bells, the race started, and in the video later, you can see that race and all the runners and so forth. There were 518, I think. And so that's all happening across town as I'm doing the devotion. And then went to church for a good full morning of services, and went very well. Weather was beautiful. And so a lot of things going on, a lot of people in the house, and we're enjoying our little apartment. If you've been here, you know that. Let me see, how many are we? One, two, we're six adults, so we're having a great time of fellowship. Steve and Aaron are wonderful, and of course, we're glad to have Mark and Andrea here. And then today, the Bells will be coming. Not, they'll be here. We'll go to the farmhouse and so forth. The Bells are Andrea's parents. They're not sleeping here. We literally don't have room for them, but coming here during the day and enjoying fellowship with them. They are our in-laws, so to speak. And otherwise, ministry-wise, we've got the Intensive Institute coming up in a few weeks and a men's activity first Saturday of July. I've decided not to go to see my parents in June. It was just too many things, too quick, too, the institute, and there's just a lot of stuff to get ready, and so we'll, Lord willing, hopefully be able to go in July to see them. I would love to do that. And then okay, so yesterday morning, I don't know where the guys had gone to Donosti with our boys, our other boys, meeting them for some kind of a hydro massage thing there they have. And I was here getting a little bit of work done. I get a text from Mimi, could you bring some more books? So Mimi, of course, she's kept the grandchildren for many of these days because Jordan came down with COVID, and so that's affected things as well. So Danny's been over here a lot with the little ones, and Mimi has kept them much of the time. And so she was out in town, and of course she never misses an opportunity to give out the gospel or a book or a tract or a words, you know. And so she found one of the interesting things about the race this year was a team of four Kenyan, how would you say it? A running team came for the first time from Kenya, four guys. And nobody knew what they were going to do. If they were going to, I just take it by storm. Kilian Jornet is the world's best. He ended up winning it this. They didn't beat him. He won for the 10th time, set a new record. But one of the guys came in fifth. Anyway, Mimi was out with the children. She saw them. They were getting ready to leave town. Of course, their town is, I mean, it's a beehive, from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But on Monday, literally Monday, there's a few of them are leaving in the morning, but most have left Sunday, I guess, Sunday night. And by Monday afternoon, you would never know there had been a race here. Everything is spotless. There is no publicity, leftovers from all that stuff. The mountain where they have run up and down all the mountains with everything, they have been extremely careful to not leave one. They said, we don't want anybody to even know there was a race here on Tuesday as far as keeping the mountain clean. So they did a good job. But anyway, so it's, I don't know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning or something, and she's out there with the kids and saw the four Kenyans. And so she asked if they knew English, and sure enough, they spoke English. And so she had a couple of books with her, personal peace books, and so she said, hey, do you have any more books? Bring them out. I've got the they're leaving in 5 minutes, So I found, I think, another, I'm out of my English ones, inner peace books. So we had some more of the personal peace from Billy Graham, and then and then I had my Yerdi Miracle. And I did have the Spanish version of Inner Peace. So I jogged out there, found her in the middle of town, and took a picture with these guys. Oh, okay. I'll send that picture afterwards as well with the four Kenyan runners. And then their trainer, who was Spanish, Octavio, gave him the Inner Peace book in Spanish. And each of the Kenyans got one book, either the Yerdi Miracle or the Personal Peace. And they were very friendly and just all excited about the getting the books. And so Mimi had an opportunity to give him a quick witness there, and so she's fantastic at doing that. And so that was a neat little thing there, and she thinks it was definitely a providential appointment that she was able to just happen, to meet up with them as they left town. So okay, I think I'll leave it at that this time. And I hope you have a little while to watch the video and even the conversation part at the end, which is the longer part. I think it'll be informative and I don't know if inspirational or not. Not many people are gonna be as crazy as they are to do that kind of race, but it's definitely interesting. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for your correspondence and your response. Goodbye. God bless you.